Blog Talk Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. Every time we know, that's what I'm talking about. Every time we know the ministry is for the get something powerful and that's well needed in the body of Christ, the devil gets involved in the telephone lines. Okay, Pastor. Have your way on tonight. I'm looking to see if you're live, but you just have your way on tonight and do what God has told you to do, and we're ready for the
world to come live.
To come through.
I don't have my other phone, so I can't go live at the moment. But
I'm going to go back to my phone.
Do what I do. Okay, one more time. This is tickling me. This is funny. It's funny how every time God wants us to get somewhere, the devil's always on his job. But we, as the people of God, we kind of sometimes we can be haphazardly on ours. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God that we have the ability to stand firm on his word in spite of what he's going, because he's going to do what he do. But now it's time for us to do what we do. Do what we do, how we're supposed to do according to God's word. So let's go on back. I am grateful for the things you've done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we won. I could go on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord, flowing from my heart. Are the issues of my heart, it's gratefulness, oh Lord. Yes, and I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, for you've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. You've been so good. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, for you made a way. You made a way. You made a way. And I just want to thank, and I just want to thank, for I just want to thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for everything. We thank you for you brought us this far. We thank you that you're going to have your way in our lives. And Father, we ask you to put this flesh to the side and you be glorified. For Father, if we have said or done anything that was not pleasing in your sight, we ask you to forgive us and to wash us, to regulate our hearts and our minds so that we follow your will concerning us, and that we be not afraid. For you said you have not given us a spirit of fear, because change is necessary. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you. Let your anointing power be felt even now and continuously in our hearts and our minds. And we give your name the praise, we give your name the glory, and we give your name the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, we're going to talk about thanking God through the process. Thanking God through the process. We're going to turn to Luke, the 17th chapter, the 11th verse, 11th through 19th verse. That is Luke, the 17th chapter, the 11th through the 19th verse. Phone acting up. All right. And the 17th chapter of the book of Luke says this. 17th chapter 11th verse says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them saw when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. All right, can we go back to the 15th verse? He said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, thanking him through the process. See, now he was healed. Now we all know the story of 10 lepers. God, Jesus was walking through, he said walking through Samaria and through Galilee. And, people always want to be where the power is, right? So then everybody knows back in the Bible days that if you were found amongst the lepers, you were classified as unclean because they were classified as unclean people. So people did too much food with them. They had their own separate little villages and carrying on because they had a disease at the time was incurable at that time. But when they heard Jesus, they saw Jesus passing by, they understood who he was. And Christ said, yeah, have mercy on us. In other words, not only have mercy, God, we want to be healed. We're tired of being like this. So Jesus, what he did was he healed them. He spoke the word, they were healed. But guess what? There was 10 of them. But 1 out of 10, he realized that he was really healed. And he turned around and he said, thank you. He glorified the Father. He glorified God and said, thank you, Jesus, for the healing. And because he was truly grateful for where he was and what God had done for him, guess what he did? He was then made whole. But Jesus asked a question. He said, it was 10 of them. Okay, where are the other 9 at? It was 10, but where are the other 9? But I'm going to tell you about a good shepherd. They talked about this on time. They said this is what happens when a good shepherd would have 1,000 sheep and then 1 stray away. But he would leave the 999 to go find that 1. Jesus' love is so strong and so great that he understood, okay, there were 10. But this 1 turned around, just the 1, and said, and because he said thank you, he was then made whole. I've said this a few times, that it's one thing to be healed, but it's a bigger thing to be made whole. When Jesus asked the man at the side of the pool of Bethesda, he didn't ask him, did he want to be healed? He asked him, did he want to be made whole? In the natural sense, if anybody has ever dealt with cancer or anything of that magnitude, when you go to radiation and you go to chemotherapy, after the surgery of them removing the tumors, the cancerous tumors that might be in your body, then they send you through a process called chemo and radiation. The purpose of the chemo and the radiation is to kill the bacteria, so therefore the cancer will not return. That's the purpose of it. So then that is so it can kill the residue of the cancer. You may be healed, but you may not be made whole. But guess what? God wants, now he just don't want you healed, but he wants you to be made whole. So how do I be made whole? I got to thank him through the process. Okay, the first part has started. I've never been through it myself, that when you go through these rehabilitation processes, whether it be alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be, there is a process from the beginning to the end of the thing. The Bible says better the end of the thing than the beginning of it. So guess what? The beginning stage was rough. The beginning stage was rocky. Didn't think I was going to make it through. I started to give up so many times. But in the midst of it, I stayed strong. I stood firm. I obeyed the instructions that I was given because I needed the result at the end of it. Even through the process, I still had to say thank you. Thank you to the people, naturally. Thank you to the people that is counseling me so that I can stop drinking. Thank you to the people that did the process. I may be mad, I may be angry, but I can't give up. If I don't verbally say thank you, because I keep showing up, that says thank you for me. So I'm going to keep saying thank you. I'm going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep doing this step after step after step after step after step so I can go from the lower level to the top level. So in this process, you have to tell God thank you. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So even through the process, we have to tell him thank you. Everything, my money funny, my change is strange, I can't spend a good night, I can't even pay attention. But, Lord, I must thank you because guess what? I still ain't homeless. My car might not be running the way I want it, but guess what? It can get me to A and B. Lord, I thank you. My kids is acting a plumb fool, but they ain't dead. They ain't in jail. They ain't lost all of it, man. But God, thank you that they ain't lost all of it. I'm going to thank you until the process is complete. I'm going to thank you until the process has completed, until I can move to the next level. This man, this one out of 10 came back and said, I just thank you. There is a song that Apostle Alpha was singing. I just want to praise you. I lift my hands and say I love you. You are everything to me, and I just want to exalt your name, which means I just want to give you praise even through this. Someone also said it could have been me outdoors with no food, left alone without a friend, or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. But every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. The man didn't realize just how important it was to be completely healed, to be made whole. What does it take to turn around and say thank you? What does it take to put a smile on your face and say, I may be still going through it, but I'm not where I was. I'm going somewhere else. I was here, but I'm not there anymore. It's a song in the world that says, I started at the bottom, but now I'm here. I'm not in that place anymore. And because I'm not in that place, I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. So I'm going to say thank you that I'm not there anymore. There's a scripture in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 32nd and 33rd verse, pretty much says the same thing. But I'm going to read both verses. It says, for if ye love them which love you, what thanks have ye? That's Luke, the 6th chapter, the 32nd and 33rd verse. For if ye love them which love you, what thanks have ye? So if you know God loves you, and you know he appreciates you, and you know he got your best interest in mind, what kind of gratitude do you have for the man, for him, the creator, that really has your best interest in mind? Well, so you say, Pastor Troy, it don't always look like that. Well, do we walk by faith or do we walk by sight? Because if you're walking by sight, it ain't going to always be what you think it is. It's not going to always happen the way you think it should happen. But he says, once again, this is my favorite saying, his ways ain't ours. His thoughts are not ours. So we cannot dictate to God how he's going to do things. But whatever he do, he's going to do it, and he's going to be done the right time, the right way. We must remember this thing. Lord, whatever you do, whatever you're doing in this season, hey, just don't do it without me. I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be pushed to the side. I want to be where I need to be to receive what it is that you have for me. So once again, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, my Lord, don't do it without me. So here it is. Go back to Luke, the 6th chapter, and the 32nd verse says, once again, for if ye love them which love you, if you love God like you know he loves you, you don't have no problem saying thank you. you don't have no problem with praising him. Mama always said there's two times when you praise him, when you feel like it and when you don't. There's nothing in the Bible say that you only praise him when you feel like it. It don't. It says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. He said he inhabits the praises of his people. It's not about whether you feel like it or not. You don't feel like going to work, but don't you go. Because you know if you don't go, you don't get paid. We say, well, I got some vacation time. Use it all up. Use all your PTO up. Uh-huh. And try. They don't give you FMLA. And then don't go to work. Let me see if you don't get paid. And let's say you haven't accrued enough time for no vacation or no PTO or no FMLA. Don't go to work. I bet you don't get paid. So guess what we got to do? We got to store up the praises. We got to be like worker ants. You know what I'm saying? What the ants do is they store up food from the spring to the fall. So when the winter comes, guess what? They got enough to last through the cold. So therefore, they will not starve. So guess what? I believe if I store up my praises, not just on Sunday, but when Sunday comes, it's a praise party going on up here. But guess what? If I store it up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, let's say I'm going through something on Saturday, I got the backup, I got the strength of the praise to tell God thank you for everything he's done thus far. So then it says this, what thank have ye? The B part of this says, for sinners also love those that love them. We know how to go on the street. I got love for him. He got love for me. They don't know nothing about Jesus. They ain't even in church. But they got each other back. They call him. They ride and die. And if they call him, she going to ride and die for me, Joe. You ain't got to worry about it. She ain't going to trick on us. I got all that in her name. Whoop, 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 bam. She ain't going to say nothing because she loved me. And I love her back. We got each other. That's my ride or die. Your girl, your boy, you know what I'm saying? Your homie, whatever you call, you know, dude, your bro. All that's the same thing. But sinners got enough sense to love them that love them back. So we as people of God must have the same mentality of loving the one that loves us. One thing we have to do as people of God is learn to fall in love with Jesus Christ. Because how can we serve, how can we do if we don't love what we do? I listened to somebody talk today, and they was talking about this, that, and the other. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. It's not a task if you don't mind, if you love doing it. I can go to church 7 days a week. Not a problem. I love going to church. I love God. I love God's people. I can talk to God's people 7 days a week. No problem. Because I love God's people. Because I love God. I want to see God's people prosper and be in health, even as they so prosper, just like God does. I want to see them do better. I want to see them live better, to look better, to act better, to love better, to be healed, to be set free, to be made whole, to be the head, not the tail, to be above and not beneath, to be the lenders and not the bottom. I want to see the people of God be all that they can be, like the army. We have to be in a place of being thankful. It's like having an ungrateful child. You do everything for them. They need this. They need that. They need you. Mama, come here. Daddy, come there. I need you there. But every time you turn around, you can't get them to do nothing. But their hand is always out. Sooner or later, you'll be like, all right, that's enough now. All right, hey, hold on. That's enough. I ain't doing nothing else. But that don't change your love for them. But if they just come back and say, Mama, thank you. Daddy, I sure appreciate it. I didn't have it, and you came to my rescue. I'm not talking about just a verbal thank you. Those are really good. But you're talking about a heartfelt. We're talking about true gratefulness for what you have done, what you have sacrificed, what you did outside of the scope that you didn't have to do, especially when they quote-unquote grown. Doesn't it make you feel good when your child can come and say, I thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you know without a shadow of a doubt that child of yours is truly grateful. So, okay, then, you don't believe? Let me give you a couple of examples of praising him through the process. Look at Abraham, his only son, right? Well, his son by his wife there. God wanted him to sacrifice his son. Guess what he did? He was like, well, I ain't going to worry about it because truly God will make a way. He followed the process from his homeland to the mountain she left his servant at the end of the mountain. He said, me and Isaac are going to go up here, and God will provide. And if he don't, if God don't do it, I still owe him praise. If he don't do it when and how I want to do it, still owe him praise. Another example, the three Hebrew boys. They was told, look, you got to bow to our gold image. You got to bow, to our God. We're going to throw you in the furnace. They like, but man, we ain't trying to hear what you're talking about. Our God is more than able to deliver us from you and your God without an issue or a problem. They got mad. They went to throw them into the fiery furnace. They didn't say one time that I give up on God. They still praised him, put his word out there and say, we're not worried. We're not careful to answer in this matter because the God that we serve is still more than able to deliver us. To the point where the people that got ready to put them in the fire was the one that died, and they didn't even get burned or sin. They clothed, their hair, no nothing. What got burnt was the ropes and the bands that had held them down. That was burned off them so they could walk around free. But they thanked God through the process to the point where when the king saw, he said, I put in three, but there's four. That's the fourth man. That was God. That was God, Jesus, the Savior. When they got out the fiery furnace, they thanked God so much and stood on who he was that when they got out, the king switched around and said, hey, their God is real God. That God we would serve that day, that ain't nobody. But that God that kept them through that furnace like that, seven times hotter, oh, that's the real God. Another example, when Daniel's in the lion's den, now come on now, anybody know, got any sense just naturally, you're going to put a man in a den full of lions. And ain't none of them going to touch him. The man made God to the point where he praised God through the process to the fact of that the lions became like his pillows. He was laying down chilling. He wasn't worried. He didn't think about it. Not whatsoever. Through the whole process. Praise the process. One of my favorite things was this right here. And about Paul and about Silas. Locked in jail. They locked in jail simply why? Because they told a girl, you don't have to be a prostitute no more. You can be free. You can be set free. And the people that was used to using the women, getting money, pimping them, and was mad. So they threw them in jail. Threw them in jail because they came to her with some love, with some truth, just for her to be set free. And she was grateful. And they was mad because they ain't making us no money no more. Threw them in jail. But even in the midst of jail, what they do? They sung praise. They prayed and sung praise unto God. Basically saying, Lord, thank you for how you brought us. Thank you for how you kept us. Thank you because you keep making a way. Thank you. I might be bound right here, but I guarantee God, I'm not worried about. You're going to make a way. Why? Because you said you would never leave me, you'd never forsake me, and that you'll be with me until the very end. So I'm not worried about the process. What I'm going to do is I'm going to praise you in the midst of the process. And guess what they did? They prayed and they praised and they thanked. Until the jail began to shake, the very foundation, the doors came open, and the jailer got scared, like, what's going on? And everybody in the whole joint got saved. If you walked around with a smile on your face, you might be sick, you might be broke, quote unquote, might not be feeling your best, you might not have everything that you want to have. But even through what you're going through, if you continue to praise God, what would happen in the midst of that? What would it do? How encouraging can you be to others? Guess what my mother always said? Just because you're going through, though, doesn't mean you have to look like you're going through. One time she saw me years ago, and she was like, sure, you look like you're going through. And I was. I didn't think I was looking that bad, but I really was. I was looking at my hair. You know, anybody know me, I try to keep myself as well-groomed as possible. You know what I'm saying? I guess I wasn't doing the really best job of staying groomed because I was looking a mess. I was dressing a mess. I mean, just get like that. She said, baby, let me tell you something. You don't have, because you're going through doesn't mean you have to look like you're going through. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That don't mean you're not going to have no troubles, no issues. But the Bible says the man that's born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. So we're going to have some issues. We're going to have some problems. But that's a part of this human life. But I say first naturally and then spiritually. So I'm going to let my spirit have more power than this natural and praise God through the process of what I'm going through. Sick in my body, headache, just stress, here and there, being bothered from every side. God, I got to praise you in the midst. I'm going to praise you until you do the work complete. Think about it. If you have to go through a 10-step process, if you thank God for step one, God, I done passed. Thank you, Lord. Step two, thank you, Lord, I passed. I praise God that I'm in step three because I almost didn't make it through step one and step two. Now I'm going my way to four, five, six, and seven. Father, I thank you that I started at one. Now I'm at seven. Seven has got real rough. It doesn't seem like you can get to eight. But the more you thank God for the first six steps before you got to the seventh step, guess what? He gives you the strength to endure until the eighth step, until the ninth step, until the tenth step, until the thing is complete. For the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but he that endures to the end. I'm going to endure it as a hardship, as a good soldier, which means I'm going to praise him. I'm going to stand firm and don't give up on the God of my salvation. Because guess what? The psalmist said, don't give up on God because he won't give up on you because what? He is able. He is able to do anything but fail. We have to trust and believe God that he really does have our best interest in mind. We have to stop looking at the circumstances, giving our circumstances more power than the God we say we serve. We give the circumstances more power than the God we say we serve. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if we're giving the situations more power than we give God, more credence, more reverence than we give God, because we have no faith in him. How can you love a person you don't have faith in? How can you respect a person you don't have faith in? Why do you want to be bothered with somebody that you do not have faith in? Because if you don't have faith in them, you don't trust the process. You don't trust that they can do things the right way, which brings more stress on you than anybody else. You're going to bring stress on you and stress on them. The process, we have to thank God. From the beginning to the end, thank God. Is it going to be, sometimes going to be easy? Absolutely not. Don't you think it's going to be easy? But let me tell you something right now. The devil coming for you. My daddy always said, he said, the devil don't bother you. He don't do nothing to you. You already belong to him. He ain't got to do nothing to you. But if you call yourself trying to be a child of God in any level, shape, form, or fashion, he want to make sure everything that he does to stop you from getting to God. Because he wants you with him. He don't need you. But he wants you with him. He wants you to curse God and die. He wants you to go to hell with him. He wants to throw it back in God's face. Like he tried to do Job. If you take the hedge from around him, I'll make him curse you and die. Jesus said, you don't know who you're messing with. You don't know Job like I know him. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the hedge around. I bet you he done curse me. Guess what? Did he do it? No, he didn't. He took his houses. He took his land. He took his children. He took everything that the man had, put boils on his body. His kinship was talking about, man, what you do? What you say to God? You did something. And the whole time he did nothing. But he had enough faith in Job to say, I know what's going on. I can trust and believe that he's not going to curse me and die. Can God say that about you? That I know about this, about him. I know about her. She loved me enough not to curse me, not to do the best that they can. Guess what we have to do? We have to get into this word. Say to God, we have to read. We have to study. The book, the Bible, is our food. How can you live? How can you understand why you must praise? How can you understand why we must thank? How would you understand why we must obey if you don't read the instructions? And there are 66 books of instructions for us to read. It gives you the consequences. It gives you the repercussions. It gives you the rewards of praising him. It gives you all that you need. We have to read this word. For the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. So we got to thank God through the process. Once again, my brothers and my sisters, it's not going to be easy all the time. But we have to press through. We have to keep pushing. We got to keep moving. We have to forget those things that kept us back where we were. We have to keep pressing me, moving forward to get to God. We have to thank him. God, I don't understand. I don't really agree with it. This is crazy. This is crazy. But guess what? I still have to thank you because you keep telling us in everything for us to give you thanks. In everything, give me thanks. And watch God turn these things around for you. Watch him bless you. Watch he does it exceedingly above all you could ask or ever think. Thanking him is a praise, gratitude. It's showing back your love for him. Once again, Luke, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse says, and if we do good to them which do good to you, what thanks do you have? For sinners also even do the same. Sinners. So if sinners got enough sense to be down for those that are down with them, can we do the same thing and be down for the God of our salvation that is down for us? Because guess what? God can do more for us than the sinners can do for the sinners. So once again, my brothers and my sisters, thank God through the process. Mr. Carson, back into your hands.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word on the night. In the process, Lord, are you God's ride or die, or are you just along for the ride? I thank you for that word on tonight. That's why the devil got involved to cancel the program and have it shut down. He didn't want nobody to hear that. So those of you that's on the line that would love to, like to, or want to speak encouragement and speak into the pastor's life and just tell them how the word just blessed you on tonight of learning of where you at. Are you ride or die? Or just going along for the ride? The lines are open. Unmute your phones. Minister Brandon, please unmute the line so that the people can speak into the man of God's life. I hear the phone breaking. I hope there's somebody in the process of coming through to speak into the man of God's life.
Pastor Troy.
I knew there was power in the word. Boy, you laid it out tonight, my partner. Bless you, bless you, bless you. You did well. Hey, well
Thank
received.
So
I like it.
Thank you so much.
I really
sir.
Like that.
Thank you.
Huh? Yeah, you know who I am, Stanley Wright. Oh, Renee.
I know who you is. I know who you is.
Yeah, she up
but
there
the
trying to.
Don't. The other people don't know who he is.
Yeah, okay. Stanley Wright, this is my cousin. Of course, this is my cousin. I really enjoyed that tonight, my brother. All I want to say to you is march on. Just keep marching, man. I got your back. You might not hear from me all the time, but I got your back, man. So just keep it coming, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Love you much, cousin.
Bless
Love
you,
my
brother.
Brother.
Bless you.
I'll be trying to explain to Stan this is not a family ministry. This is an international ministry. So just because he know who he is, you know who he is, and I know who he is, other people don't know who he is. So thank you, Brother Stanley Wright, for speaking into the man of God's life. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight?
This is Cecilia. I just wanted to say to Pastor Troy, thank you so much to remind us about the sacrifice that God has made and how we really have to keep our eyes on our destiny and what we're supposed to do. I just thank you. There were so many good nuggets in everything that you said. I know for sure for me, I will be going back listening to the archive. So thank you. I know I will need that message on tonight, especially while I'm doing my homework. That's all I have.
thank you, Apostle Elect, for your words all tonight. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the man of God's life?
Hello?
Sister Nick, can you hear? Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, God bless you. I'd just like to say that I really enjoyed the word tonight, and thank you so much.
Okay, who is this we're speaking with?
This is Pastor Hilton calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Hey, Pastor Larry Hilton, it is so nice to hear your voice. Thank you for speaking
Amen.
To the man of God's life. Because I didn't recognize the voice. It's been such a long time. Thank you,
well,
Pastor.
God is
keep
good.
On, keep on calling in. Keep on calling in.
Bless you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Keep praying for me. Thank you so much.
I will. I will. And God bless y'all, okay? All right.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Dr. Sabrina Wright, I heard your voice.
Yes, I just wanted to chime in because over where I am, the man of God released that praise. And so we caught that over here. We had you on speaker. And he released it and we received it. And everything that he said about us being grateful and being strengthened with praise was so well received. And I just thank and appreciate the man of God for releasing that tonight. It was so needed.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Wright. Anyone else? Well, Pastor Thomas, I'm going to say again, I thank you for letting me know that I can be God's ride or die. I thank you for that. You just really put something out there to be on our hearts and minds. From this point on, and I just want to say I'm going to release it back to you for prayer, and if you have anything that you want to encourage the people and let them know that what you have coming out up at the Fountains of Living Water, as Dr. Sabrina Wright said, is one of the greatest ministries in the world, the line is back to you.
All right. I thank everybody for the encouraging words. I like that. What you said, Minister Kaiser, as far as us being a ride and die for God, or we're just going along for the ride. You know, it's like a person that they don't never want to drive their car, but they always want to ride in the car with you. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to burn their gas up, but they want to burn all your gas up. You know, and then they don't ever give you no gas money, but they want to ride all the time. You know?
Yeah, they want
to
ride.
So, in other words,
or drive.
Right. Right. So it's like we do God the same way. Lord, we want you to do everything. We ain't going to do nothing. We not going to obey you. We not going to worship you. We ain't going to read your word. We ain't going to do nothing. We'll just pull down blessings on us. We just want it all. We ain't going to give you no tithes. We don't give you no offering. We ain't going to do nothing. We just want all blessings. We ain't going to do no work. Yesterday, Bishop Jeff Davis said, it's time to put in the work.
Yeah.
And thanking God is a process of putting in the work. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. It's time for us to put in the work. It's like you got a house and you don't do nothing to it. Just live in the house, the roof leaking. Like your landlord doing some roof work over there. If he just let it leak and don't do nothing about it, and then when it's snow and the rain come, you got to put down pots and pans to, you know, but then at the same time, the water's still messing up not only the roof in your house, mess up your furniture, mess up your tile, mess up your wood floors. You got to put the work in. If you don't put no work in, you ain't got nothing coming. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And I'm telling you, the more you thank God, the more he sees that you're grateful, the more he wants to bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Like Mr. Kaiser said, she said it this. Do you want to be a ride or die for God, or you just want to go along for the ride? And it's going to be obvious. Are you a ride or die, or are you just a rider? Because if you're just a rider, guess what you're going to be? You're going to lack in so many areas of your life. Because the person that are riding that for you, they're going to listen to you. They're going to take your instructions. They want to hear what you have to say. They want to make sure that whatever they do, that it's done together. So the Bible says, well, any two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst of it. You dig what I'm talking about? So if you're going to be I want to know if you're going to be a real rider that, or you're just going to be a rider. Make up your mind. Am I going to be a rider that, or I'm going to be a rider? I don't know about y'all, but I just don't want to ride. I want to ride. I want to be a ride or die because I want to receive the rewards of being a ride or die, of me having his back and him having ours. So there's going to come a time where they're going to ridicule us for loving the God of our salvation. Are you ready for that? Are you preparing yourself? Because they've been saying it for years. They're going to come take these Bibles. That's why we got to read. The Bible says that word have I hid in my heart. Have I hid it in my heart? If you don't read it, if you don't write it down, how you going to have some in your heart? Because it's not about you. But we have to ride and die for Jesus in order to receive the blessings thereof. And guess what? It's not always financial. It's his favor. It's the health. It's just a peace of mind. Do you know how important a peace of mind is in today's society? A peace of mind. Once upon a time, we didn't think about a peace of mind. But right now, if I can just get a peace of mind, I'll be all right. If I can stop worrying about this and worrying about this, guess what, Lord? If you can just come to my rescue for a peace of mind, I'll be all right.
Yes, Lord.
That's a reward. Of a ride and die for God. God, hallelujah. We bless you, Father. We thank you. We praise you. Because guess what, Father? We're going to thank you through this process. God, we're going to thank you through the process. We praise you and we glorify you. And God, we thank you that this word has fell on good ground, that the soil is tilled. Father, that we're going to, the seed that we sow, Father, we plant one seed, but we're going to get a tree. We plant one seed, Father, but we're going to receive a harvest from the one seed. We're not going to plant a seed and get a seed. We're going to plant a seed and receive a harvest. And Father, we thank you. And we're going to cultivate it. We're going to nourish it. We're going to love it. And we're going to say thank you. We're going to appreciate it. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you. We bind every spirit of backlash and retaliation. Say that you already bound right now. And right now, we all pray for our Apostle Sandra Thomas. We pray that the process, that God's healing process continues, that she still be in health, that she stays in her right mind, that the things of God will manifest for her, for by your stripes we are healed, and that the healing is the children's bread, because she's doing better and better every day. Father, we thank you that the process is steady moving, and it's moving for our good. We praise you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise. Father, we give us the strength to stand in the liberty which you have made us free. Thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you. And we give your name all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to say this. For the rest of the month at the Fountain of Living Water Ministries, we are currently at 4244 West Madison. That is 4244 West Madison at the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church at 8:30 a.m. If you get there at 8:30 a.m., we're usually out about 10, 15. We're usually done about around that time. But this month we are doing we're doing prayer and a prophetic release. Prayer and a prophetic release. Now, one thing I'm telling you about the Fountain of Living Water, when we pray, when we do prophetic release, there is a praise in the building. So I added an extra P to it. We had two P's, now we got a third P. We got prayer, prophetic release, and we got a praise. It might not come in that order. We might start off with a praise. Then we end with a prayer. Then end with a prophetic release. We might do a prophetic release, a praise, and a prayer. Well, it's going down for the rest of the month. We are steady on prayer and a prophetic release at 4244 West Madison, currently at the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church at 8:30 a.m. Please do Pastor Troy a favor. Please show up one Sunday morning. Let's be a part. Let us assemble ourselves together. I'm not asking for no members. I just want to see y'all face. I just want to see y'all walk in the building. That's all I want to do. I want to hug you. I want to shake your hand. I want to speak word of life into you from God. That's what I want. I want us to grow together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people think they're just looking for members. No, not the fountain. We're not looking for members. We're looking for kingdom workers. We're looking for leaders. Kingdom workers and leaders. Members come, members go. But kingdom workers and kingdom leaders, they're going to stay to do the will of the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I want us to grow. This is the vision that we have for the Fountain of Living Water Church. We want to be able to, one day, to walk in a community and say we're going to help provide for this community financially. not that we get the glory. No, because we want to show the community the kind of love that the real God has, that we're concerned about them. Because when I grew up, they used to do it. They used to go to different people's houses, pay their rent, pay their light bill, pay their gas bill. They weren't always no member of their church. They just show forth the love of God. We want to show forth the love of God at the Fountain of Living Water Ministries. And we would love for you guys to be a part of it. Like I said, we're not looking for no members. You ain't got to come down and shake my hand, write your name on the roll. We ain't on that. I want to see you so we can make sure, so that we can have a gathering together, camaraderie together. I just want to see your face. I just want to see your face. Because I love you guys. All right. Back in your hands, Mr. Kaiser.
All right. Thank you for the sermon on tonight. I know what you started off with saying, but all I heard in my heart was ride or die or ride along. So, I just want to say thank you, people, for tuning in. Don't forget, next Monday we're here from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. Don't forget to call in on Friday nights with Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to please call in on Sunday mornings for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and or 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until then, don't forget we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll see you and hear from you next Monday. Look forward to hearing from you. Good night.